About a month ago, I wrote a short post about EnVault, my little experiment in building a personal knowledge vault. Since then, the project has grown up a bit. It's still a tool for storing and searching your notes and documents, but now it's got a few new tricks up its sleeve. Check it out here, envault.raptofu.com. What is EnVault? At its core, EnVault is a place to put your knowledge, notes, PDFs, snippets, whatever, and make it searchable. But I wanted more than just a search box. I wanted something that could help me understand my own data, not just retrieve it. What's new? Under the hood, GraphRag and NanoGraphRag. Retrieval Augmented Generation, RAG, is the standard way to make LLMs answer questions about your data. Usually, it just grabs the most relevant chunks from a vector database and feeds them to the model. That works, but it's shallow. Great for fact lookup, not so great for big picture questions and connecting the dots between different entities of your data. Microsoft's GraphRag paper introduced a smarter approach. Build a knowledge graph from your documents, summarize communities in the graph, and use those summaries to answer global questions. I've based EnVault's new engine on this idea, using the excellent NanoGraphRag Python library. How it works. Two-stage answers. When you ask EnVault about a document, here's what happens. This mirrors the local-to-global approach from the GraphRag paper. Start with the obvious, then zoom out and connect the dots. Limitations, for now. Building a knowledge graph is expensive, both in compute and in my time as the site maintainer. For now, I've limited graph construction to the first few thousand tokens of each document. That means the deep, graph-based answer won't always be available, especially for very large files. I'm working on ways to make this more scalable. What's next? I'm excited about where this is going. There's a lot more to do. Smarter graph building, better visualizations, maybe even letting users tweak their own graphs. If you have feedback or ideas, let me know. For now, EnVault is my personal lab for exploring what it means to really understand your own data.